Serge. "I don't want to see that thing ever again," he tells her.
"You won't.
But you want to know how to make more."
"No."
Her face is as smooth as plaster, as if any hint of human emotion might crack the surface of her glaze.
"I want to prove to my superiors that the cost is too high."
"Isn't that obvious?"
"Not given the magnitude of the threat we face. Desperate measures are called for. I merely believe this one to be too desperate. Goodbye, Mr. Dower. I trust we shall never meet again."
Back in the office. Photograph 1. A large slate resting on a table beside a wooden measuring rod. According to the rod, it is 20 inches high, and, inferred using a ruler, 18 inches wide. Cleaved along a plane, it reveals a well-preserved fossil of what appears to be a starfish of class Asteroidea. On closer inspection, there is something wrong with the fossil. Although it possesses the characteristic five-fold symmetry, each tentacle tip appears to be blunt, as if truncated. Moreover, the body doesn't show signs of radial segmentation. It's an integral whole, giving an effect more like a cross-section through an okra fruiting body, or perhaps an oversized echinoderm, a sea cucumber. Photograph 2 is another large slab of broken rock, this time revealing the partially dissected and fossilized arm of a juvenile blue Hades. Photograph 3 is in the pile Bob has just dumped on the floor. I rub my eyes and quietly snarl. Fuck this shit. The temptation to start jumping up and down and shouting is well-nigh irresistible, but my office shares a plasterboard partition with that of an easily distracted computer-phobic project manager, and the last time I punched the wall, he made me come round and put all of his Gantt chart stickies back in the right order on pain of being forced to attend a training course on critical path analysis, which is deeply unfair in my book. If the lines on one of Roskill's charts don't join up, all that happens is a project goes over budget. Nobody gets eaten or goes insane, unless the auditors decide to get involved. But there's no arguing with him. Ex-RAF type, thinks he runs the country. It's almost too late for lunch, and all I've succeeded in figuring out so far is that F had a lot of interesting correspondence in the Baltic states, not to mention a huge and not entirely rational hard-on for the Bolsheviks. Mind you, he was a bit unhinged in more ways than that. On the other hand, this ransom chap seems to have had his head screwed on. A journalist, obviously, but corresponding with a colonel in the War Office? And his correspondence ended up filed in the laundry archives? That's pretty suggestive. And those photographs? Roman von Ungern Sternberg clearly had a disturbed childhood, if his idea of fossil collecting involved elder race relics. No wonder Daddy ended up in the loony bin, and Mummy shacked up with a boringly conventional country squire with no questionable hobbies. I look at the stack of files. 9 of the bloody things, brown manila envelopes with dates and security classifications scribbled on their front, beneath the familiar donar geometry curve of the internal security sigil. "Read this without authorization and your eyeballs will melt," or words to that effect in one of the simpler Enochian meta-languages. They're identified by number, using a system we call the Codex Mathematica. 4 3-digit quads, just like IP addresses. And isn't that a significant coincidence, given that the laundry archives predate the internet by 30 years? Although the laundry stacks use decimal as a native format, not 2 hex digits, now that I think about it. Does that mean their original numeric routines were written to manage BCD primitives? With no overall meaning except that they're unique in the index. 9 folders. I rummage around on my desk for the original paper Angleton gave me. Weren't there 10 files there? 10 sets of numbers? I can't find the note, damn it, but I know where I entered the document retrieval request. I wake my computer and call up the transaction log. Yep, 10 files requested. I look under my desk. Then I look behind my desk. Then I look in the circular filing cabinet, just in case. I recount the folders, double-checking inside them, just in case the missing file has been interleaved. 9 folders. Shit. Have you ever found yourself in a cold sweat, your palms clammy and your clothes sticking to the small of your back? Heart hammering, even though you're sitting down? Mouth dry as a mummy's tomb? I am a rough, tough, hardened field agent. Yeah, right.
I have been in the laundry for nearly a decade. I've met gibbering horrors from other universes, been psychically entangled with a serial killer fish goddess, stalked by zombies, imprisoned by a megalomaniac billionaire, and I've even survived the attention of the auditors, when I was young, foolish, and didn't know any better. But I've never lost a classified file before, and I don't ever want there to be a first time. I force myself to sit down and close my eyes for what feels like an hour, but is actually just under 2 minutes according to the clock on my computer's screen. When I open my eyes, the problem is still there, but the sweat is beginning to dry, and the panicked feeling has receded. For now. So, I get down on my knees and start picking up the photographs, working through them until I am certain I've got them all in sequence, and then I put them in the correct envelope and very carefully stack it on my chair. I pick up a post-it pad and copy the number of the front of the envelope. Then I repeat 8 times for the remaining envelopes. Then I hunt across my desk until, aha, I find Angleton's original spidery scrawl, numbers swimming before my eyes like exotic fish. 10 numbers. I go through them, checking off the files I've got, until I identify the number that's missing. 10.0.792.560. Right. I call up the requisition and look for 10.0.792.560. Sure enough, it's there. So I ordered it, but it isn't in my office. Double shit. I dumpster dive the transaction file, looking for my request. Did they fill it? Oh. Oh my. Document not found on designated shelf. I just about faint with relief, but manage to force myself to pick up the phone and dial the front desk number. Hello? Archives? The voice at the far end is female, distracted, a little